Okay, Section 17, financial requirements to be in the game.
Okay, I know we've talked a lot about some ways of getting in this game without a lot of money, but let's talk about some of the details and the realities of financing and getting in the game. Can we go over some things that are important for me to know about?
Two different ways of talking about financial requirements. One is the financing of your business to get up and going if you're starting a business, and the second is operating once you are going. One of the kinds of financing that can work very well for once you're up in business and you're needing to grow. If you're being successful with mass merchants and you haven't been there before, you might see that you're growing 300 or 400% a year. Anytime you're growing that fast, you're probably not going to be able to finance yourself with your own cash flow. So some of the kinds of financing to look into, one is called asset-based financing that can be done by a lot of banks. They usually have separate divisions that do this, and we have this with our company. What that is you're able to borrow based on your accounts receivable and your inventory. The typical arrangement is you can borrow 50% of the value of your inventory, 80% of the value of your receivables, and that changes every day. And then you have a line of credit, and your availability of credit depends on the receivables and inventory each day. So that kind of financing, if you're needing to grow fast, works well because it can finance you on a fast growth curve. In addition to that, if you're actually manufacturing, you're going to have building equipment and so on. That's probably the easiest thing to finance. If you have some hard physical asset, you can either get a leasing company or a bank to finance that. Real estate's reasonably easy to finance as well. The hardest kind of financing is what I had in my second company where we were in the school supply business. We were a marketing company, and that's one of the things we've talked about in this course is being a marketing company so you don't have to invest millions in manufacturing. But if you are one, you have no hard assets. So the financing is now a little trickier. You don't have equipment or buildings or things to borrow money on. And in that case, you need to set up your financing in advance. Three of the main kinds of financing that people look at, one is venture capital, one is angel investors, and one is just private contacts you might know. With the venture capital people, the thing to be aware of there is they're not going to be interested in you unless you need a couple $1 million. They're going to want to have a 5 or 10 times return on their money in 5 years, and they're going to want control of your company until you prove you can do it. So having lost one of my companies to venture capitalists because we were in need of more money than they were ready to give us, they ended up getting all the control of the company. I'm sort of skeptical about venture capital financing. It's really for those kind of companies that are going to go up to $100 million quickly, you know, big. Actually, angel financing is probably a lot bigger than venture capital. It doesn't get the press, but there are angel capital networks in every city, and there are also venture capital networks you can find online. But the angel people are individual investors who have money, who are looking to invest in something in a field that they know something about. They can be very good, and if you don't have business contacts yourself where you can raise money, which most people probably don't have, the angel investors are a good place to go. And another reason they're a good place to go is you don't have to need $2 million. Angel investors can invest $100,000. So if you're at the smaller capital needs, you can be fine with them. Another way to get there, it all depends on how much money you need, really. If you need $50,000 or $100,000, you might even be able to do second mortgages or credit cards. I've known people who started business just with credit cards. But that's small amounts of money. If you're needing millions, then it's a whole different thing. There is yet another category of sources of money that most people don't know about, but it's where most of the money actually comes from, and that's investment banks. And in the case with investment banks, these are the people on Wall Street, and they can be dealing with huge amounts of money, but you can get a private company financed by them. And the reason you won't see them on a website or you won't see directories of them or anything is pretty much the only way to get financed by investment bankers is through a personal introduction. So that's sort of a closed network of people with a huge amount of money to invest. I have a friend who is on the board of directors of a venture capital network in New Mexico, and he has some investment banking contacts in New York. So if that's the kind of financing that would be appropriate, we do have some contacts there that we could check with to see if they'd be interested in the kind of product you have. Another way to get there that in a way is easier than everything we've talked about so far is partnering with somebody else. If you're a marketing company, you of course then have to buy your product somewhere. The company that is manufacturing might be very interested in partnering with you to the extent where they would help finance you, especially since one of the things you need money for is to buy your product. If you're arranging with the people who make your product to benefit from that, they're effectively maybe going to give you 6-month terms instead of 30-day terms, and you eliminate some of the needs for financing that way. The other benefit to the manufacturer who you're working with as a marketing company, manufacturers make manufacturing margins which aren't all that hot. if they can participate with you in what you're doing at the next level up, selling to the retailer, they're getting an additional piece of margin they wouldn't otherwise have by participating with you in your company. From my point of view, I'd even be willing to have them have a small piece of the company and share in the profits in exchange for financing. And that kind of financing is a lot different than some third party who doesn't know you investing in your business and hoping you can run a company properly. These people are the people who do know your business. They're making your product. They're intimately involved. And it can make some sense if there's an interest on their part. So in conclusion, there are quite a few different ways to finance your business to get the money you need to be in the game. And the next section is Section 18, where we're going to have tips for international manufacturers and entrepreneurs.
This is the end of Section 17. Please continue to Section 18.